We need to go to Oxnard, California, because we are going to be joined at this very moment by the Marconi-nominated morning musers, George, Craig, Gordon. Whoa! What's up, fellas?
Hey! What's happening?
What is up?
Donnie, Sean, Monty.
Football.
Blake.
Football.
Football.
Could you guys please describe what's going on right now at the tennis courts at Oxnard, California?
They're getting ready for a press conference.
Football.
Looks like here in a little bit.
Oh, yeah?
There's Arnold Payne from Channel 8. Getting ready.
Arnold Payne.
Lots of local
you
media.
You will always be Arnold Payne.
Milling about. It's the coordinators at noon.
Unnecessary theme song.
Yeah. Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
So Shoddy and Dan Quinn. Will you go ask Dan Quinn? Or will you go up there and tell him he's not that great?
Yeah.
You need to
remind him.
Ask him
yeah, that's gone. True. But yeah. He's pretty much transformed the defense. So, you know.
Oh.
Okay.
George, let me tell you, just listening to your morning show like I do every single day, and especially on Fridays when we have the best hour of radio in the history of radio.
Kiss ass.
No, it's just the truth. It's just the truth.
Monty's just closed captioning for the
He's kind of signing on the side for everyone.
Donovan has his lips firmly on George's ass. Continue.
Oh, the pucker.
And the kiss.
I did enjoy your reaction to the hammy break.
Man, it's that same one I had last night when I listened to it for the first time. It's such a funny sound to punctuate the most serious shout out.
Very serious.
Than that.
Yeah, right when the guy was getting to the emotional high point of the speech.
So
he
who's
gone.
Who's new Dalrymple?
Tad.
He's not. He doesn't go by the title New Dad.
Yeah, Rich handed him the phone with all the pictures on it. Said, you take it.
Yeah, does he inherit the phone?
It's just a burner, right?
You hold your arm like this.
Tad Carper.
Yeah.
So it was during the State of the Team address, if you did not hear the e-break. And Tad is about to express something pretty, you know, a heartfelt message for longtime play-by-play guy Brad Sham. As we played the press conference here on the ticket, and this is how it sounded as the State of the Team address is about to end.
Y'all are great.
Before we head to the last question, I just want to say a word to a long, long time, really part of the fabric of our media and the Cowboys, Brad Sham. Brad Sham has had a heck of an off season, including recently, for a number of different things and ways. And I just want to say.
All right, I guess that's it for the Cowboys. I'm guessing they were going to honor Brad Sham in some way, but so what do we think, fellas?
Was that gong loud enough, or did y'all want it a little bit louder?
Oh, really? Unbelievable. Trying to recover.
Golly.
Let's throw it back to the studio for speculation on what the guy was about to be saying. Here's Sean. Well, I think he was about to honor Brad Sham.
And then Sean deflecting. What do we think, fellas?
What do we think about all stuff?
I don't know.
Gong.
Oh, that is wonderful.
Ham loves interrupting. He loves interrupting segments with East Asian instruments. It's his favorite bit.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's why we hired him. That was listed under special skills on his resume.
Interrupts programming
with East Asian instruments.
He'll throw in a sitar during Mavs
talk. Yeah, he's like proficient in Excel. I'm here on time.
Now, at the end of every Mike McCarthy press conference and everything, something needs to sound.
Some unusual instrument.
I want Killer there with an actual gong. Bang it whenever we're ready to go to break.
Yeah, Killer brought one. I can't believe he brought a 50-inch gong.
I wonder why he brought that.
Where do I hit it?
Is he playing Louie?
Oh, hey, Killer.
I don't know how to play this.
How do you hit a gong?
Do you hit it in the middle?
Yeah, Killer, no, just look it up on YouTube. There's probably gong lessons on that.
Yeah, that was good, Killer.
He had to spend 3 hours the night before looking at YouTube videos on how to hit a gong.
Do I hit it with a fish?
I finally figured out how to play it.
He jumps in the open and grabs a fish.
Well, after he makes the gin and tonic, then he can go and hit the gong.
Sure, sure.
Killer's discovering new things around this year every single time.
Make a glass of water.
Do I hit it with my hand?
Two ingredients, water and glass.
That's called a drop dart.
I don't think I put a football in here.
Yeah. Oh, man. All right. What were we talking about?
I don't know.
Brad Sham.
The win this morning for him.
So well.
We're just doing Cumdy.
Monty.
Yeah.
How is the fantasy e-break going? Who's winning?
We haven't started that back yet.
I tried not to pay attention to it because I don't want it to affect who I put up.
No, but we settled season one and sent the loser to a South African DJ as their concert that they had to go to. But season two will start shortly.
Okay.
What's wrong with South African DJ?
DJ, like a nothing. South African DJ Ringenberg? Or
yeah, just DJ with a South African accent.
You did have a little fast voice there.
Sped up, Donnie.
Did I have fast voice right there?
Fast voice.
Are you talking about DJ Ringenberg?
South African DJ.
Oh, man.
I'm trying
I didn't
to.
Know we're going to have this much fun.
I'm trying not to have the So Country drawl like I've had before.
Yeah, have y'all heard Country Donnie?
I need to hear that old drop of you again.
Were you a big dog in school?
Taking the straw.
Yeah. You
know. Got all scrunch voice.
You a big dog in school? You sound like you're in the front of a gas station that's in a rocker back and forth as the guy walks in.
Yeah, he's up there whittling. Picking his mouth.
Got a bag of pork skins right there. Yeah.
A random guy walks in. Are you the big dog in school?
Hey, young fella.
You a big dog in school?
He's in the math club.
Math stud.
Oh, wow.
Is you class president, man?
Oh, boy.
That's right. That was the line before it, talking to him about
it. Yeah, let's talk more about Killer.
The whole thing.
Yeah. No, back to you.
No, back to Donnie.
Everyone's talking to are we playing the whole thing? Are we going to cringe with that?
Yeah, let's cringe.
You want to?
Oh, my God.
I think we should.
Okay.
This is Donnie, circus 93?
No, probably
circus
about...
Circus 93?
Circus. It's India 93 to you, Moose. It's about 94, 95-ish or something like that. That's when I first started working with Kevin.
And he's a Hall of Famer, and you're just the guy that cleans the carts, and you're going at him.
Okay. I mean...
Wow, Blake.
It happens.
All right, here we go.
Donovan was...
Is it still sitting on your mantle over the fireplace?
You know, I don't exactly know where it is now.
Now you know why you left.
Yeah, really.
But it's been 20 years.
It's been 30 now.
I mean, it's 20 years since you've been to reunion.
Mm-hmm, since I've seen most of these
people. You have to, man. You're looking good. You got to show off in front of everybody.
Well, but,
yeah, I think you ought to go.
You think?
Oh, yeah.
I ran into this.
Were you a big dog in school?
I was class president one year, and...
Were you class president, man?
Yeah.
What did you accomplish under your term?
Nothing.
He is the old guy.
Oh, that's just a name thing, man.
Oh, yeah, it's just a popularity contest.
And you won? Man.
I stuffed the ballot. No, and I was not... I participated in homecoming, and, you know...
And you were
in
a band.
I was on the math team. I wasn't in a band. Well, I had my little high school
band. Your little high school band,
the
yeah.
math team. Man, I wouldn't
not
even
the
math say that.
Team. Did he say math
team? Yeah, he said the math team.
Come on,
I wouldn't
stud.
Even say that. Math team? How can the math team be a stud? You cannot be a stud on the math team.
I've still got two silver plaques on the wall.
Oh, whoa. I bet you the women just say, my gosh, can I wear your math team Letterman sweater?
No.
No,
I had jackets now from the football and basketball team.
Golly.
It sounds like 12-year-old Donovan.
That's such lazy.
Smart.
Barely even talking.
Yeah, it sounds. I picture a real little Donovan.
Yeah, little
like he's
tiny,
little 3 feet tall.
Donnie. Slipping around like a little snake. Talking to you in your ear. Oh,
sounds like your make-a-wish was to throw fastballs at a Hall of Famer.
What's that sound you made? Woo-woo.
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 Woo-woo.